going to start this new year off with a story for you. Okay? Are you listening? Okay. One lady there in the back, I'm not sure. She's kind of going like that. I heard a story this week, and you're not going to believe that it's true. Okay? You just will not believe it. It is about a guy, the guy who told me the story. He is the guy relating the events of what happened. But this guy had a friend who had two younger brothers. The youngest of the three had finished high school and got his buddies together to go on a senior trip to Myrtle Beach. How many of you know? We won't ask that question. The youngest of the three had gotten his buddies together to go to Myrtle Beach, senior trip. A week later, all of this guy's friends came back home, but this younger brother had stayed behind. And he didn't contact his family for weeks. And no surprise what was involved in his decision to stay at Myrtle Beach. Somebody said it. A girl, there you go. All right. Didn't contact. Surprise, surprise, a girl caused him to stay behind and let his buddies go back. A year goes by, and he writes to his family that he's coming home with this girl to get married. To get married. Now, this is the part that sounds all made up. It sounds kind of like a Jesus parable, except when Jesus told a parable, he made up a story in order to make a point. This time, the story's true, but it has no point, okay? They get there, they get to the kid's house, and when the girl walks into the house, she recognizes the middle brother. Two years earlier, the middle brother had graduated from high school and gone to Myrtle Beach, but he came back without her. So they quickly kind of made some motions and at one point got together, and they decided that they just would not tell the younger brother. Yeah, right. How long do you think that would last? Not very long. It didn't end well when the brother eventually found out. But the point is to pay attention to the rules of life, lest you have a bad ending. So to begin the new year, we're going to be reminded of the rules of the road, or if you will, some guardrails for us to live our lives by. The first three of them are pretty common, and they kind of matched up with the Proverbs that Dave read for us earlier today. The first three are pretty common, but we have to mention them because you say common sense anymore, and you realize not too many people have common sense, as you might think. So rule number one is this: don't travel alone on the road of life. Don't travel alone. Basically, life is better connected or better with friends, wouldn't you say? Okay, so don't travel alone. Don't isolate yourself, especially when things aren't going well. And what we should have all learned in high school, but we either learned it and forgot it or never quite picked it up along the way, is we need to learn that we just don't gravitate towards people who offer acceptance to us. We don't think about picking or choosing our friends, do we? It's kind of weird. You don't say, well, let me interview you and see what kind of person you are, and then I'll decide if you're going to be my friend. No, we gravitate oftentimes towards where there is acceptance, where we feel like we fit in. People have open arms. So don't be content to do life with folks who simply like your style of music, the restaurants that you also enjoy, or the shows that you like. Find people. Find people. Find people who share your values. At the end of the day, our friends, the people we do life with, determine the direction and the quality of our lives. We oftentimes think we choose our own direction in life, but that's not always true. Your closest friends have a great say in determining the direction and the quality of your life. So surround yourself with people who take care of themselves, because folks who take care of themselves will be more inclined to take care of you. And those less inclined to take care of themselves are less inclined to take care of you. Think about it. You go to a new city, a new job, you're always going to find some people around you that you have things in common with. But finding folks with common values as you have is how you finish the journey of your life strong and stronger and strongest. Number two is don't pick up strangers. That seems like an odd one, doesn't it? Don't pick up strangers on your journey of life. We've heard this all of our lives. As a kid, your parents used to always tell you, don't talk with strangers. That's right. And as you got a little older, they said, don't take candy from strangers. Yes. And later on, when you were old enough to finally get a car and get behind the wheel, they would tell you don't pick up strangers. Good advice. The only problem is nobody defines for us stranger. But we're all adults here this morning, so let's just step back and define what a stranger is. Somebody who is strange. Now, you know I am a little strange, right? Yeah. You don't have to so wholeheartedly enforce that. So, but you know what? You're a little strange too. In fact, I can tell some of the strange things. No. So let's redefine this then. Let's say a stranger is, yeah, then go to the next slide. Somebody who's stranger than you, all right? You know, when the gauge that you can put on a person and tell you that they're strange and how strange they are, if their gauge is further along than yours, then they're stranger than you. Whoever you are stranger, then don't pick them up, all right? It's important, and here's why. Because the healthier you are, the more helpful you can be. When you allow unhealthy people into your inner circle, not that you can't have unhealthy friendships or friendships with unhealthy people. In fact, we're called to be kind to everybody, to care for everyone, but we are also called to be cautious. You can hand money out the window of your car as you're journeying in life. Just don't invite the people into your car. There are times in our lives, in every season, where New Year's here, start of a new year, a new season. We need to look around and evaluate who is in our car. There are times in our lives, in every season, we need to take care of ourselves. And sometimes we just need to stop the car and let some people out. It's never easy and often awkward. Nobody ever says, you know, I agree. I have been in this car long enough. I should leave. You will help them out, because what you are doing by letting them out of your car is preparing yourself so that maybe someday later in life you might be able to help them in another way. So number one, we say don't travel alone and don't pick up strangers. Number three is this: choose a destination and borrow a map. Choose a destination, I want to go that way, and then borrow a map. In every season of life, there is a new season that requires us to develop a different set of skills to be successful. Think about it. You're single. Then maybe you're single again. And then maybe you're married. And then maybe you're married with kids. You get it. Every stage of life is a little different, right? Problem is, mistakes that we make in one season, oftentimes we carry into the next seasons of our lives. So right now, beginning of 2023, whether you are, how old are you, Agnes? Too old. Whether you are too old or too young, take a few minutes and think about where it is you're going and your plan for getting there. Determine what you want your life to look like in this upcoming season. And here is the trick. Here's the trick. Find somebody who is a little further along than you are in life and ask them, can I buy you a cup of coffee? Hey, could I get breakfast with you one morning? Hey, could I have lunch with you someday? I have three questions I want to ask you. And most people will say, sure, free cup of coffee, a free breakfast, a free dinner. Sure, I'll do that. So ask them your questions. And when you go up to pay for the coffee or the breakfast or whatever it is, just say to them, if I have more questions in the future, can I take you out for another cup of coffee? Can I take you out for a lunch? Can I take you out for dinner? You know what they're going to say? Sure. And now all of a sudden you got yourself a guy or a gal with a map about where you want to go. And you can begin to use that and allow them to be a mentor. Just don't call them that. That will blow the whole thing. Don't call them your mentor. Don't even breathe the word mentor. Just, can I buy you a cup of coffee? Can I buy you breakfast? Can I buy you lunch? I just got two or three questions I want to run by. And you will find out that you have the map to where you want to go. And wisdom says, I don't know everything I need to. How many of you know everything? Oh, we got one here. Okay. Yeah. Okay. I don't need to know everything. But it's also understanding that you know who does. And then you go and humbly ask their advice. So we don't do life alone. We don't pick up strangers. We know our destination and we borrow a map. And the fourth one, and I'm going to land on this one for a few minutes here, is we don't carry unnecessary baggage. Don't raise your hand. Do not raise your hand. Got that, Linda? Don't raise your hand. We all have been hurt, abused, and abandoned. I know you all have. I know I have. And it causes something in us to eat away at us, and it leaves us feeling insecure and a little angry and oftentimes out of balance. Tim Ferriss. Julie, did you ever hear that guy, Tim Ferriss? He has a podcast called The Tim Ferriss Show. Okay? Somebody called in one day, and he was talking to this lady. She's an artist. And in one of his episodes, in this particular one, he's talking about carrying baggage. And he said to the lady, if you don't deal with your demons, they go into the cellar of your soul and life begins to weigh you down. If you don't deal with your baggage, it is only going to go within you and get bigger and cause you to get, starts with a B, bitter. Very good. You have the notes. You're not allowed to do that, okay? And we carry that stuff around from season to season to season of our lives. We're carrying this baggage of things that happened 10 and 20 years ago. And it's just eating up us up inside. The Apostle Paul, which we've read from this morning, is in one of his letters, he gives us a version of this quote. Go back. All right. If you don't deal with your demons, they go into the cellar of your soul and lift weights, okay? They lift weights. Paul here says, let's get realistic. You are going to be and get angry. Now you can go to the next one. There we go. You are going to be angry. You will get hurt in this life. Be angry, but only for a time or season. This is whatever. You will get angry. Just don't sin. Don't let your anger drive your behavior. Don't let your anger be the boss of, and put a time limit on it. Don't let it go on and on from season to season, from relationship to relationship. Don't let the sun go down on your, which was a common saying in that day, don't let the sun go down on your anger. It was a common saying in that day. What he was really trying to communicate was don't allow it to control you. Don't allow it to ruin or run your life. Cap it. Stop it. Say, there is a time where I've got to put this to an end. And then he kind of quotes Tim Ferriss and he says, don't give the devil space. Don't let the devil get into your soul and lift weights. Why? Because he says the devil will go into your soul and he will build a gym. And we're talking literally here about demons or devils. It doesn't matter. You and I all know that there are those seasons in life where we allow things to get into us that intuitively start to rub against who we are and what we want to be. And they can kind of grind at us and sometimes even destroy us. So don't raise your hands, but you got any demons in your basement today? I'm not looking. Anything you've been carrying and carrying and carrying and carrying. Here's the tragedy. You know who that hurts the most? You. It's not going to hurt the person that did whatever you blame them for. It's going to hurt you, and it's going to hurt the people closest to you. Whatever baggage is, it doesn't hurt the people who hurt us. It hurts us and the people who love us. So Paul's point is, deal with stuff as soon as possible. Don't carry it around longer than it is necessary. Paul goes on, he says, get rid of all bitterness. Pick it up. And like my wife normally does, sometimes we do it together. Hardly do I ever do it to myself, by myself. But we pick up the trash in the garage, make the bag tight, and carry it out to the and drop it. Maybe you're sitting there thinking today, hey, I'm carrying this along, but hey, Pastor, you don't know what I've gone through. Doug, you can say that up there, but you don't really know what's what. If you heard my story, you want me to say, you go get a pass. You go sit over in the pass section. You hang on to that. Because if you let it go, it's going to be like, you're letting them go. In a minute, we're going to do an exercise about how to deal with this exact problem of taking the trash out and drop it. Did you want to finish the sermon? I didn't. Oh, okay. All right. How do you get rid of things? Because the devil in your cellar, in the cellar of your soul, is just lifting weights. And you want somebody to give you the benefit of the doubt. You want somebody to say your anger, your bitterness is justified. But for your sake, not for the other person's sake, but for your sake, and the sake of the people around you that you love, would you just take it over and you're going to be far better off. They're going to be far better off. And the people that you feel put that on you in the first place, they're not going to care anyways. They forgot about it long ago. You're just carrying it. Now, if none of us are believers here this morning, that's it, we're done. Let's pray. But if we are, Paul says, be kind and compassionate to one another. Because the brand Christian that we carry around us tells us that we need to treat other people correctly. Treat well people well because that's our brand. Treating people with kindness and compassion isn't extra credit, people. It is required reading and work to do. Jesus said, the way that you will know that they are my disciples is, where are they at 10:30 on Sunday morning? Right? No, what he said was, they will know you are my disciples by how you love one another. Unsolved hurt and abandonment gets in the way of love. So why not Then he tells us how. He says, forgive each other. It's easy for you to say that standing up there, but it's important for all of us. Forgive each other just as in Christ God forgave you. We don't forgive because they deserve to be forgiven. We forgive because we are forgiven. We cancel debts because our debt has been canceled. And all the stuff from our past, the hurts and the betrayals that cause baggage, we set up an open account and we keep score. The person who hurt you most, who betrayed you the deepest, who took something from you, you look at them and you think, you owe me. You owe me a childhood. You owe me a first marriage. You owe me the opportunity to tuck my kids in at night, which means the account is open. And you're waiting for them to pay you back. I got some good news and I got some bad news. It's never going to happen. It's never going to get paid. It's good news because it is closing the account. But the bad news is you wish you could still be paid for it. But let's be honest. They never could have, even if they wanted to, paid you back. They can't restore the past. They can't save a marriage. They can't restore your reputation. How foolish are we to hold account open? They can never be paid back. And all the time, the demons in our soul of our cellar are lifting weights. The way we get rid of bitterness and rage and anger is by closing the account, deciding to do precisely what they don't deserve. We say, I forgive you. I forgive them. And how do we do it? We identify the person who has hurt us. You have a good opportunity. The Steelers aren't playing till tonight, so you got all afternoon. You could write this up this afternoon. Who is it that hurt you? Identify who. Who took from you? Then determine, and this is the hard part. This is the part you got to need to think about. This is the part nobody really wants to deal with. But then you determine what was taken from you. You can't just forgive generally and expect to experience specific freedom. But make a list. That person took my dignity from me. That person took my time. They took my 20s. They took away my opportunity for education. You have this open account. They can't pay it back. But You have to know exactly what it is you're dealing with. It's a key. And then once you've got that list done, just declare it canceled. Just declare it canceled. They can't pay you back, so why hold on to it? I'm saying you don't owe me anymore. And over time, the more you say that to yourself, the more you bring it to your mind, the more you feel the grumbling of the guy pushing the weights in your basement, the more you say it, the more your emotions will begin to follow. And you won't be bitter anymore. You won't be bitter anymore. You see, it's not about fairness.
Life needs to be fair.
It's about freedom. Freedom to control your own life. To not allow others to hurt you because you won't close the account. You do this, and it will make your future brighter. As you enter into 2023, your relationships less complicated. So get alone and close the accounts. Who and what? Those voices will grow weaker, and one day they'll be gone for good. And you won't feel like, oh, that was fair, but you will feel free, free from those voices that have been trying to drag you down, to try to get you to get even, free to be the person that God has created you to be. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, maybe there are some people here dealing this morning, Lord, with this very real reality. In fact, there's probably a lot of people that are dealing with this reality. We carry things, Lord, that we shouldn't carry. Help us. Help us, Lord. Take the time to be honest with you and before you. And then, Lord, guide and direct us to do what we have to do, to pick up that trash bag and drop it. Because, Lord, not only does it free us, but it enables us to have a clear understanding and a desire for what you want us to do and be. As we continue through 2023, as we continue through the journey of life, we pray this in Jesus' name.